And emergency departments around the motu are open, but without the support of thousands of junior doctors who are on strike over pay cuts. They say the latest pay offer from Te Whatu Ora would result in a pay cut for staff and specialties that are already struggling to recruit and retain workers. Around 2,500 junior doctors have walked off the job from 7 this morning until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. The New Zealand Resident Doctors Association says it's ludicrous to be cutting pay in specialties such as psychiatry, radiation oncology and general practice where there are already critical shortages. Dr. Bill Liu is a psychiatry registrar in Dunedin and is also Executive Secretary and Treasurer of the Resident Doctors Association. Tēnā koe. A big day for junior doctors. Why are you personally striking today?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Thank you for having me. I think you summarised very well around some of the reasons why we are striking. For me in particular, I felt that there is an obligation as a resident doctor to actually raise the concerns, not only related to the new pay issues that you outlined early on, but also there are some non-remuneration related issues that are offered by Te Whatu Ora that are going to have a significant impact on the sustainment and generation of workforce for public health system.
So are you one of the doctors who is facing a pay cut, or is that your colleagues?
Not me in particular, because luckily enough in Dunedin we have a very good arrangement and support that protecting registrars in psychiatry such as myself. But if hypothetically I'm moved to another part of the country, it's very likely I'm going to face a pay cut.
And of what sort of percentage? Around 12%, I understand?
Up to 12%, yes.
And so despite it being a smaller number of the overall group that are impacted by these cuts, there appears to be quite a strong support base of union members to carry out this action.
Absolutely. I think the small number is not necessarily the best way to look at things. I'll give you one example that there will be 11 radiology oncology registrars going to be facing a pay cut with the offer from Health New Zealand. However, the 11 registrars is out of a total cohort of 24 registrars in the entire country. So now we are talking about 50% of the workforce is actually being impacted. So I don't think the small number per se is relevant here, but rather the disproportional impact on the workforce itself.
If you look at this situation now, this isn't impacting the immediate to short term, but what does this mean for long term in the health sector with pay offers and conditions like this in terms of people wanting to train and join the industry?
I think people are disheartened by it. And I think we are, for lack of a better description, we're almost recruiting for Australian medical force to actually pushing them towards overseas and Australia in particular, because they pay roughly around 40% more than how much we get paid in New Zealand. So I think we're already having a crisis of primary care. We're already having a crisis of mental health. And now if we're actually proposing to provide pay cuts for psychiatry, for mental health, for public health after we're coming out of COVID, for pathology, which we have a shortage of, and for GP, and for medical specialties, I think we're really doing a disservice, not only for the immediate to short term, but for the long term of the country as well.
Tēnā koe, thank you for joining me. That is Bill Liu, a psychiatry registrar in Dunedin. And just again, junior doctors walked off the job from 7 this morning and won't be back until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, about 2,500 of them.